Saturday, January 18th.
Arf!
I feel just like I'm back in Madame Fufu's beginning dance class again. Why? Because Brianna's dance school is having its annual fundraiser to pay for all of those frilly little dance costumes they wear for recitals. Each student has to sell 60 candy bars. First, I felt kind of sorry for her. Until my parents told me I had to go door to door in our neighborhood to help Brianna and keep an eye on her. Now I feel sorry for me. Hey, why do I have to sell candy? I grumped. I don't need a frilly little dance costume. But I guess they didn't understand my logic.
What's a fundraiser?
Brianna asked as we trudged through the snow in our driveway. It's what we're doing right now, I muttered. I was exhausted, and I hadn't even made it out of our yard yet. Those two bags of chocolate bars seemed to weigh 100 pounds each. I started to wonder if each candy bar was actually filled with a nutty caramel center or cement.
I don't get it, Brianna said.
I sighed. A fundraiser is when you sell stuff to get money for something important.
We are going to get money for these candy bars, Brianna exclaimed. Goody gumdrops. I'm going to use my money to buy me a baby unicorn.
No, you don't get to keep it. You have to give it to your dance school.
That's not fair. Why should I sell stuff if I can't keep the money?
Brianna complained. Just because. You're asking too many questions. Let's walk over to the next block so no one I know will see us. I mean, so we can cover more ground. I rang the doorbell of the first house on the block. Just let me do the talking, okay, Brianna?
But they're my candy bars, she shot back. You're not the boss of me.
You'll only mess things up. Just keep quiet so we can sell this junk to some unsuspecting fools and go home, I yelled at her. Can I help you? Brianna and I both jumped. A man was standing at the door in exercise gear that was way too tight around his stomach. We hadn't noticed him there while we were fighting. He had an irritated frown on his face. Oh, sorry. I cleared my throat. Actually, we're here to see if you would be interested in buying a delicious gourmet chocolate bar to support fine arts for children. It's only $3.
Only $3? The man laughed sarcastically. You must think I'm some unsuspecting fool.
No thanks. Besides, I'm on a strict diet. Unless you're selling dark chocolate.
Actually, we are, I said as I smiled and held up two bars.
Would you like the one with nuts or the one without nut? That's when Brianna rudely interrupted my sales pitch.
Wow, your belly jiggles just like Santa Claus. Are you guys related?
She blurted out. The man glared at us and turned beet red. Then he said some not-so-nice words and slammed the door right in our faces.
Brianna, why did you have to open your big mouth? I scolded. Look what you did.
It was a compliment. Why'd he get so mad?
She asked, scratching her head. Sometimes I wonder if Brianna is really that naive. Or does she just enjoy aggravating me in hopes that one day I'll burst an artery and drop dead so she can get my bedroom a new cell phone?
Forget it, I said, and took a deep breath to calm myself down.
Let's just go to the next house. We went to another six houses, and still no luck. Since it was starting to snow, I decided to call it a day and just go home.
which was the smart thing to do, considering the fact that my toes and those stupid chocolate bars were pretty much frozen solid and liable to snap into little pieces at the slightest touch.